Peter in PA, you are on the air, sir.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener. Started as a young buck on the shortwave. Just want to say thank you.
I salute you, Peter. What's up?
Thank you, sir. Well, a couple things I'd like to address real quick. I wonder if anybody notices that, I don't know if it's a civil war that's brewing or what. I mean, with the 8 states and Vermont looking to secede, I don't think anybody's even noticed the similarities between Barack Obama and Abe Lincoln, the Civil War.
No. I mean, he knows. Listen, they've got psych warfare war games. The Pentagon admits of how society will break down. The first place I read about the U.S. breaking up was 10 years ago in a Pentagon prospectus saying they believed it was going to happen, but they want to break us up so the globalists can take us over into the Union.
That's
now,
exactly what I was thinking. That was my next step. Let me tell you,
this is too important. Look, Kurt Nimmo did an article on this yesterday, okay? They know, after federalizing things and bankrupting the states by design, that things are going to fall apart. I mean, we're talking insane times we're going into, folks. Almost no way to avert it because they're honchoing it, making sure it's happening. Now, what you have to understand is that they understand the people are going to revolt at the state level and try to bring in liberty. They know the people are going to demand that Madoff and the rest of them actually be punished. And so that's what NORTHCOM does, is actually block the states. And then they're comparing Lincoln and everything that happened with what Obama's going to do. So when he says, I'm going to be like Lincoln, he means that he's going to have the feds occupy everything. But absolutely, it's all scripted. Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, on that topic, just quickly, I want to touch on that. I have a good buddy. I'm going to call him the Rebazor. He was in the military. He is so fed up that he's ready to hit Montana with his guns. But, I mean, what I'm saying as far as that goes is people look at Lincoln like Lincoln was a good president. Okay? Habeas corpus, gone. Camps.
Let's explain what happened for those that don't know. And I've read the writings of Lincoln. I've studied it. Lincoln wasn't bad. The South wasn't bad. Now, let me explain what happened. This is mainline history, but it's not taught in school. But in real scholarly history books, it's admitted. Now, listen. The British had lost the war in the 1780s. Started in 1776. They came in through their agent, Alexander Hamilton, who Mr. Burr then killed. You know, they said, step outside. Back then, they said, step outside, punk. They went out and he killed him in a duel. And he wanted to make George Washington king. He wanted to set up a new banking elite, and they were making deals with the British on the side. They killed him. Then they tried with the British, by the turn of the century, 1800, to overthrow the U.S. There were rebellions. Armies marched on the Capitol. Okay? Then Andrew Jackson came up later. Love him or hate him, the point is, he routed the British banks out. The British banks, he gave speeches. The British banks went into South Carolina, Georgia, and they said, the North's got taxes on you. Let's have a rebellion and split off, and Britain will let you have the entire South and then into the West. And so the South in the 1830s rebelled, and Andrew Jackson had to mass an army, and only because he was from the South, they stood down. And he said, I'm going to march down there and kick your butt. This is a British conspiracy. It was in the newspapers. So that stopped. Then the Civil War wasn't about ending slavery. It was about controlling Western expansion and taxation and representation of the Southern states. And so the British were in the South funding the rebellion. They brought in the cannons, the weapons, everything. Then when the war started, they massed troops in Canada, in Ottawa, and in Toronto, 20,000 of them, and put a fleet off New York threatening to invade. So then the British Tsar sent a fleet for the North to menace them. That's why later in 1917, the British overthrew their cousins, the Tsars. That was over that and other issues. But you're absolutely right that Lincoln wrote all these letters and all these things and said, I do not want to free one slave. It's not what this is about. But he used, the only political support he had was the abolitionists, who said, we're going to support you, but then you've got to free the slaves. And then late in the war, to destabilize things in the South, he did do that. So that's just the historical fact. But then people say, well, then aren't you for the South? No, Andrew Jackson wasn't for the South. He knew that it was a setup.